The Afterlife podcast employs dark humor and frank language. It is intended for a mature audience. You are listening to the Afterlife Podcast, Episode 19, Last Dance. Last we left Karen in an unfamiliar bar, surrounded by familiar faces, some more familiar than others. Let's head inside the afterlife ourselves and see if we can pick her up. Afterlife. Now, here. When New Charlie stopped talking, Karen stared at him open-mouthed in amazement as he transformed before her eyes into the man whose name she never knew. He wore a cerulean blue tuxedo jacket, a Tom Ford. The lights went dim. A slender twister of brighter-than-white sparks of light, like incandescent snowflakes, blew soundlessly through the room, making a beeline to the stage. A lone performer, materializing from thin air, took the shape of a man seated on a stool with his back to the audience. A jazz pianist was already soothing hearts and minds with his melancholy chords as he rose into view from someplace beneath the floor. It was Chet Baker, Karen's favorite jazz musician of all time. The first recognizable notes of Kissing a Fool tinkled through the air. The man who'd been sitting on the darkened stage with his back to his audience spun around to sing as the spotlight came up. It was the King of Pop. Charlie's open arms and Karen's smile were all the conversation they needed. They glided through the ever-expanding bar to the dance floor, arriving beneath the disco ball, just in time to sway along to both Charlie's and Karen's favorite part of the song. Chet tickled up a minor scale on the ivories. At the top of the scale, Chet paused, and the King of Pop, leaning his body forward at an impossible angle, killed his vibrato, leaving the room in hushed awe. Then the King of Pop's hat tilted itself. The universe expanded. We can hardly get away from people telling us what time it is. It's their mission in life. They need to know what time it is, and they want us to know too. Forking their ideals upon us, like way too much stringy, greasy, shredded pork at a Ritz-Carlton luau, the guilt of it dragging us all down like too much poi. Too much time, says no one ever. Thank you for joining me for the conclusion of the Afterlife Podcast. Links to every place you can find me are in the description of this episode. But wait, the party's not over. I've got another fiction podcast. It's a different story in a whole new world. Go over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play and find the Mollyville Podcast. It's dystopian fiction, dystopian romance. It's a story of domestic suspense. The Mollyville Podcast. Where we meet Bjorn Olsen, a healing psychopath in his golden years of self-recovery, burdened with the weight of rotten adult children and a careless, promiscuous wife and a vindictive girlfriend. And Bjorn, well, he's just trying to keep it all together and have a little fun on the side. But so's his wife and his sons and his girlfriend. Say what? It's pretty juicy, full of drama, suspense, and of course, those gems that help us out in real life. New perspectives, fresh ways to see old things. Give it a chance. I think you'll like it. Anyway,
you don't want to leave your friendly scribe and host, Maximilian Defoe!
Did you enjoy this podcast? If you're here with me now, it's my hope that you did. So don't let me go out like no sucker, man. Leave your iTunes review for the world to see so others can find this podcast and enjoy this story too. You know, I read those reviews. They let me know that you're listening and to keep doing what I'm doing. Visit patreon.com/Maximilian and become my patron. So much more is coming, and it's coming for you. Thank you for listening.